a truth that I hold so firmly to is that every commitment that a man is ever going to make to add meaning to his or her life, every attempt to discover purpose, to live out purpose, to maximize potential, every single effort that you're going to make to living out your potential, you want to know that you're not alone. God is definitely coming with you. God is definitely backing you. God is definitely giving you the support that you need, because that gives him joy to watch you attempt, try, you know, commit to living out your purpose, to maximizing your potential. However you're doing it, as long as you're doing it in good light, I want to believe that God is coming with you and is going to give you all the support that you need. But also, it's a process. It's a journey. It's not an overnight thing, you know. It's almost like a parent. You know, you're definitely going to be happy to see your child trying to, you know, do some math, do some numbers and whatnot all by themselves. That obviously would give any parent a sense of fulfillment. So you want to play child, and you want God to watch as a parent. And I'm telling you, he's watching you with a sense of pride. And where he sees you stuck, I promise you, he's going to give you the support that you need. But as long as you're not committed to doing anything, as long as you're not committed to building anything, what is there for God to support? You know, it's almost like you're asking God to bless the works of your hands. But then God is asking you, where are your works? You know, God, lead me. God is asking you, where do you want me to lead you? So there's always this human participation in receiving divine assistance and receiving divine help. And so you want to know that there's never going to be a time that you're going to wake up determined to make meaning out of your life, to change the narrative of your life, and just to change the whole situation in your family, wherever. There would never be a moment that you commit to that noble cause and you go on that journey all by yourself. God is always with you and is ready to support, is ready to grant you the strength that you need on this journey to finding your purpose, to maximizing your potential. So you want to pause for a second and really do some honest self-introspection. What exactly is it that you are building? What desire do you have? And what are you doing about that desire? You know, how much effort have you put in maximizing your potential? How much effort are you putting in improving your life? How much effort are you putting in you know, realizing that your vision, your life goals, your dreams? You want to know God is going to bless you as long as you're in motion, as long as you're moving. Then you're a candidate for God's divine intervention, for God's blessing on that journey. You know, God is ready to help, God is ready to support, but is asking you and me, what exactly do you want me to support? So if you're telling God that I need you to bless me, I need you to help me without something that is in your hands, for me it sort of sounds like you're right on the show and you're like, I want to learn how to swim, you know, or I want to have an experience with water, but you're just right standing at the shore and you don't want to step in the water, you don't want to step in the pool, you don't want to step in the river. That is closely to how it then sort of means if you're going to ask God to help you with something and yet you don't have anything on your hands, you don't have anything that you are working on, anything that you're developing. But one truth that I know absolutely is that every commitment that you're gonna make, I want to emphasize, any commitment that you're gonna make to beautify your life, to, you know, maximize your potential, to manifest your God-given purpose, you will never walk that journey alone. God is definitely coming with you, and that is gonna order your steps. It's going to direct your path, because you've made a commitment to maximize your potential. You've made a commitment to make every single day count, because you know that in each day that comes your way, there's a miracle that is possible in that day. Any opportunity that you get to walk the earth, you want to know that that is a grand opportunity to learn something that is going to add value to your God-given purpose, into your God-given assignment. So you need to be deliberate. you need to be very intentional about this cause and stay committed at working, stay committed at developing something, because that gives God joy. But then if you're just going to fold your hands and every day ask God to bless you, how is going to do that? But you want to know that God is willing to bless you, God is willing to help you, but he wants to see something that you're working on. That's what the Bible says, and he's going to bless the works of your hands. He ain't saying he's going to bless your hands, I mean, of course, but he said, I'm going to bless the works that your hands are going to develop, the works that your hands are going to, you know, beautify. That's what I'm going to bless. God, lead me. He's asking you, where do you want me to take you? Give me a plan, and I'll help you work that plan. I'll help you refine that plan. I'll help you, you know, get connected to the right people that are going to make that plan become a reality. So God's going to bless the works of your hands, but your hands going to get working. You got to find something to develop. You got to find something to build. And I promise you, that's exactly what God is going to bless. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.